Welcome to the first episode of Countries for Kids with Karen from Case of Adventure. Today we're going to be talking about Madagascar. Before we start, I want to tell you that there's a wonderful lot of fun printables about Madagascar for you to download, including a fill-in map, a flag, passport stamp, crossword puzzle, postcards, and more. You can download them by going to our blog on caseofadventure.com/Madagascar. Madagascar is a big island off the coast of Africa. It's the fourth largest island in the world. It's even bigger than Great Britain, and almost as big as the state of Texas. It's home to thousands of animal species, such as the well-known ring-tailed lemur. Many species are not found anywhere else in the world, like the fossa, the tomato frog, the chifark, and the indri, which are also part of the lemur family. In Madagascar, you will find lush rainforests, beaches, coral reefs, mountainous areas, irrigated rice fields, and extinct volcanoes. The Avenue of the Baobabs is a dirt road lined with massive, old trees called baobab trees. Some of those trees are 800 years old. It was the famous explorer Marco Polo who first called the island Madagascar, by accident actually. He thought that he had visited the Somali port of Mogadishu and got the name slightly wrong in his memoirs. He wrote Madagascar, and so it became Madagascar. Madagascar has had many names. When it became a free country in 1958, it named itself the Malagasy Republic. Then in 1975, its people renamed it the Democratic Republic of Madagascar. And then in 1993, it again changed its name to the Republic of Madagascar. The busy capital of Madagascar is Antananarivo. Some people use its French colonial name, Tana, but Antananarivo is its real name. I'm not so good at saying that right, so I'm going to let you listen to it spoken properly, and then you can try.
Antananarivo. Antananarivo.
Did you get that? Let's hear you try. The president of Madagascar has the longest surname of any president anywhere in the world. His name is Eri Rajonarimampian, or something similar. Let's listen to that pronounced properly.
Eri Rajonarimampian. Eri Rajonarimampian.
So what languages do they speak in Madagascar? There are two official languages, Malagasy and French. The Malagasy language doesn't exist anywhere else in the world. There are lots of different versions of the language, what we call dialects, so it can be a bit confusing if you're trying to learn the language. Hello is said Manahona.
Manahona. Manahona.
Goodbye is
Feluma. Feluma.
Yes is
Eni. Eni.
No is Tia.
Tia. Tia.
I'm going to try and say my name is Karen in Malagasy. Nu anara ku dia Karen. Let's listen to that pronounced properly.
Nu anara ku. Nu anara ku.
Now why don't you try and say it with your name in there? The flag of Madagascar has two stripes going across, the red one on top and a green one below. And then there's a white stripe which goes down the left side of the flag. Their flag used to be just red and white. Soon after World War II, Madagascan people fought a war to try to become independent from France, but they were defeated. It was only about 10 years later that France allowed them to start to become independent, and their flag was chosen. Madagascar has its own Independence Day to celebrate when they officially became independent from France's rule over them. Their Independence Day is the 26th of June. They celebrate with music and dancing and fireworks. There are no laws against fireworks in Madagascar, so they go wild. It's a little scary. You can listen to the Madagascan national anthem on Wikipedia. Have a look in the show notes for the link. The money that the people of Madagascar use is called the ariary. For $1 you could buy almost 3,000 Madagascan ariary. For £1 you could get about 4,000 ariary. And for £1, about 200 ariary. During the 1800s, Queen Ranavalona wanted to preserve Madagascar's traditional beliefs, and so she decided to send lots of the missionaries home who had come to share the gospel. She sent them back to their home countries. Many Christians were persecuted, and some were even put to death during her reign. Then, when this queen died, Queen Ranavalona II said that Madagascar would now be a Christian country. These days there are Catholic churches and Protestant ones, and many missionaries have been able to return to Madagascar to tell people about Jesus, because calling it a Christian country doesn't mean that all its people know about him. There's a beautiful and valuable blue gemstone that I'm sure you've heard of, that you'll find a lot of in Madagascar. That is the sapphire. Blue is the most common color, but you actually also get pink, yellow, green, white, and a very funny color called padparacha, which is a creamy pink color. Wouldn't you love to dig and find some of those gems in your garden? Now, much of the vanilla used all over the world comes from Madagascar. The Coca-Cola Company was a major buyer of vanilla from Madagascar. In 1985, Coca-Cola introduced a new Coke formula, which involved them using a synthetic flavor instead of the real vanilla. And suddenly Madagascar was selling a lot less of their vanilla, and they became even poorer. So it turned out to be a good thing that many people who liked to drink Coca-Cola didn't like the new flavor. And so Coca-Cola switched back to using real vanilla, and Madagascar started to make money again, and the economy grew. Let's talk a little bit more about the animals from Madagascar. There are a huge amount of animals found there, and most of them aren't found anywhere else in the world. There are no poisonous snakes at all in Madagascar. Isn't that great? I'm sure you've all heard of the ring-tailed lemur. There are many different kinds of lemur in Madagascar, and quite a few of them are on the endangered list. The silky chifark is one of the rarest animals on earth. Its name means angel of the forest and refers to its white fur. The rare plowshare tortoise is also endangered. Then there's the eye-eye, which has the ears of a bat and the teeth of a rat. It also has extra long middle fingers, which it uses to dig out bugs from underneath the bark of trees, because it likes to eat bugs. There are flat-tailed geckos, which look just like dried brown leaves, and can easily camouflage themselves in the trees. There are chameleons, and the red tomato frog, where the female is bright red and the male is a brown, dull color. Then there's the tenrek, which is a small, stout animal similar to the hedgehog. Their tails are short and their ears are prominent. In daytime, they rest under logs or in hollow trees. Fossas are very agile climbers. They have retractable claws and flexible ankle joints and long tails to help them to climb easily and balance effectively. The forcer is the most efficient hunter among the Madagascan animals. It's an ambush predator, making surprise attacks on its prey. Forcers can climb down trees head first. Their main food is lemurs. If you would like to learn more about the Madagascar animals, you can download our printable pack, and in there you'll find the Madagascar animal cards. In Madagascar, there are lots of open-air markets where people sell all the goods they have made. People spread out their blankets and then put their wares that they want to sell all over the blankets. Sometimes the market goods are displayed up and down winding staircases and in alleyways, in every available space. To buy something at one of the markets, you'll need to learn how to bargain. This might feel awkward at first, but it's perfectly normal to act unhappy and disgusted when someone offers you a price for something. This is a signal to the seller that the bargaining can begin. Don't accept that first deal. When most Malagasy realize that you're a foreigner, they'll assume you have lots of money and probably will give you a price that is much more than it needs to be. So always negotiate until you get a good price. The Malagasy people sell many handmade things, including wallets made from alligator skin and wooden musical instruments. The men like to wear the vongu vongu, which is a traditional silver bracelet, which is often given to them by their fathers or grandfathers and then passed down the generations. Okay, who'd like to try the Malagasy handshake? So, stand up and you hold out your hand to shake. But before you shake, grab your forearm with your other hand and then bow slightly to the other person while you shake hands. Did you try that? In rural areas, the people wear traditional dress. For men, this would be a large shirt and shorts or long pants, while women would wear dresses with gathered skirts or a wrap-around skirt with a top and then a rectangular shawl called a lumba. People of the middle class would wear Western clothes just like you and me, with blue jeans being a favorite among the young people. An unusual thing that is done in Madagascar is once every few years, the people go to their ancestors' grave and remove the bones. They wrap them in a special cloth and they have a party with them before returning the bones to the grave. These festivities are a way of showering love and affection upon their ancestors. So what do the Madagascan people eat? They eat rice. Rice is their main food. They eat lots of rice. They eat it in giant portions. It's the base of almost all their dishes. In fact, the word to eat in Malagasy is mihinambari, which means to eat rice. So they would start with a big bowl of rice and then add a little bit of meat, like chicken, or some beans, and a bowl of broth for flavor. When eating rice, they would use a spoon to lift the rice to the mouth, and then a fork to help scoop the rice onto the spoon. Some people even claim that they don't sleep properly if they haven't had rice during the day. Madagascar has one of the highest rates of stunted growth in children. That means that the children don't grow properly because their meals rely too much on rice. And they don't have enough meat or vegetables, so they don't get the nutrients that they need to grow properly. While the poor people eat mostly rice, richer people have a bit more variety. The traditional way to eat a meal is to sit on the floor with food items served on a single plate. Meals are served steaming hot, and there are no drinks to accompany the meal, nor do any type of starters or appetizers have a place. If you eat out at a Madagascan person's house, you should make sure to finish your food, but not to eat too fast. The people there have a saying, "The wise will pretend to be full, but the foolish will stuff their faces." You should eat at the same speed as the host, and when they are done, then you are done. If you eat too fast and gobble your food, then they'll bring you more, but it might be the food that they were planning to eat the next day. There are some fruits with strange names found in Madagascar, like the jackfruit, the longan, the avocado, the custard apple, breadfruit, and the baobab. There's also a yummy snack called koba. This is made of rice, peanuts, and banana, which are mixed and turned into a pâté. The national dish of Madagascar is the Malagasy romazava. That's a meat stew filled with a combination of green leafy vegetables and served over rice. There's a recipe for that in the downloads if you'd like to try and make it later. Then there's street food. Many street vendors sell deep-fried foods. They are deep-fried potato cakes made from mash with ground beef in it. They also make deep-fried bananas or bell peppers. And then they sell things like cold potato salad or pasta salad with mayonnaise. Just a warning though, if you're going to eat cold salad with mayonnaise from a street vendor, you should probably do so in the morning while the mayonnaise is still fresh, because it won't be refrigerated and it could go off quickly. What interesting places are there in Madagascar? Well, there's the world's third largest coral reef. It's called the Toliara Coral Reef and is really beautiful. Then there's an entire forest made of stones. Madagascar's stone forest is called Singi. They are big, tall stones that line up with the trees. The Ranomofana National Park has many beautiful streams splashing through densely forested hills. This is home to the endangered golden bamboo lemur. This animal eats a diet that includes bamboo shoots that contain doses of cyanide, a poison that would be lethal to other animals. That means that other animals would die if they ate it, yet the charming golden lemur feeds on the bamboo with no problem at all. The Royal Hill of Ambohimanga is a historical and sacred village that was once home to Madagascan royalty, kings and queens. So there are palaces filled with king's possessions, drums, and weapons. Then at the Île Sainte-Marie, an island off the east coast of Madagascar, the protected bays and inlets that you find there drew pirates during the 17th and 18th centuries. So you'll find the wrecks of lots of pirate ships in those shallow waters. Another fun thing to do in Madagascar is deep sea diving. Also, you'll see lots of humpback whales there throughout the year. So what are the homes like? Most people live in very poor conditions. Small houses that are not very weatherproof with no running water. Richer people live in houses made of stone and cement, but there'll never be any carpets in the houses and they're not very big. But at least they would have running water. What do people travel around in? Often people travel in what's called a taxi bus, and this bus holds 25 people, more or less, but you'll find that they can cram 50 people into it sometimes. In fact, the tires may blow out because of the weight. Then you get carts pulled by oxen, which are used to transport things to market. And there's the puspus, meaning push-push, which is a cart for passengers or goods that's pulled by one man. Sometimes he has to take his passengers on a 10-hour-long journey out to a province. Imagine pulling two people and their luggage for that long. Many people ride bicycles or walk to get around, and there's a traffic law that says you have to have a buzzer on your bicycle or you'll get into trouble. I heard a story of a man who passed a checkpoint in Madagascar riding his bicycle. And when the policeman asked him for his papers and he didn't have them on him, he had to give the guard all his money so that they wouldn't put him in jail. That's called a bribe. So what's the weather like in Madagascar? You could say Madagascar has only two seasons, a hot, wet season and a cold, dry season. Their storms are very extreme and there are occasional cyclones. So it's either dry, cool and windy, or warm and thundery. And now a little story by a visiting health worker to Madagascar. The sun was directly overhead when I reached my neighbor Vola's home. She stepped out of her kitchen, wiping her hands with a towel, You are just in time. The rice is cooked. I unbuckled my bicycle helmet and perched it on the handlebars. Before I could accept a plate and eat rice, Vola held up a pitcher of water. Don't you want to wash your hands first? I snuck a glimpse at my palms, to be sure they were sweaty and covered in dust after biking from the health clinic. I gratefully accepted the water and a bar of soap. Parents and children alike in my village wash their hands regularly. When I led cooking classes, everyone would wash their hands before touching the food and again before they ate. Gardening lessons were the same. We finished every afternoon of digging in the dirt with soap and a bucket of clean water. I reminded my friends and neighbors to wash their hands regularly, especially before touching their children or after using the toilet. By incorporating hand washing with soap into other activities, we made it a part of our routines. We made it a habit. You see, many children die worldwide from diarrhea-related illnesses, which are often transmitted because their hands are not properly washed or not washed at all. So let's make hand washing a habit and remember to keep it that way. So let's wrap up then. Madagascar is the fourth poorest country in the world, but also one of the safest countries to live in Africa, thanks to the unique Malagasy culture. I have to say that while most cultures from around the world are unique, the Malagasy people take it to a whole new level. You can see their friendliness on their faces. They are some of the nicest and most welcoming people that you'll meet. They're always extremely curious and willing to talk to you. That is, if you speak Malagasy or French. Madagascar is a wonderful country, and we don't know much about it. But as with every country in the world, they need missionaries. Don't forget to download the Madagascar printable pack from caseofadventure.com/Madagascar and to watch the videos linked in the show notes. And of course, don't forget to watch the wonderful Madagascar movie with your family. We'll be back soon with the next episode of Countries for Kids from Case of Adventure. Bye for now.